Biologist from Cornell University named R.H. Whitaker unveiled in the journal Science a proposal to divide life into five principal branches, kingdoms as they are known, called Animalia, Plantae, Fungi, Protista, and Monera. Protista was a modification of an earlier term, Protoctista, which had been suggested a century earlier by a Scottish biologist named John Hogg, and was meant to describe any organism that was neither plant nor animal. Though Whitaker's new scheme was a great improvement, Protista remained ill-defined. Some taxonomists reserved it for large unicellular organisms, the eukaryotes, but others treated it as the kind of odd sock drawer of biology, putting into it anything that didn't fit anywhere else. It included, depending on which text you consulted, slime molds, amoebas, and even seaweed, among much else. By one calculation, it contained as many as 200,000 different species of organism all told. That's a lot of odd socks. Ironically, just as Whitaker's five-kingdom classification was beginning to find its way into textbooks, a retiring academic at the University of Illinois was groping his way toward a discovery that would challenge everything. His name was Carl Woese, and since the mid-1960s, or about as early as it was possible to do so, he had been quietly studying genetic sequences in bacteria. In the early days, this was an exceedingly painstaking process. Work on a single bacterium could easily consume a year. At that time, according to Woese, only about 500 species of bacteria were known, which is fewer than the number of species you have in your mouth. Today, the number is about 10 times that, though that is still far short of the 26,900 species of algae, 70,000 of fungi, and 30,800 of amoebas and related organisms whose biographies fill the annals of biology. It isn't simple indifference that keeps the total low. Bacteria can be exasperatingly difficult to isolate and study. Only about 1% will grow in culture. Considering how wildly adaptable they are in nature, it is an odd fact that the one place they seem not to wish to live is a petri dish. Plop them on a bed of agar and pamper them as you will, and most will just lie there, declining every inducement to bloom. Any bacterium that thrives in a lab is by definition exceptional, and yet these were, almost exclusively, the organisms studied by microbiologists. It was, said Woese, like learning about animals from visiting zoos. Genes, however, allowed Woese to approach microorganisms from another angle. As he worked, Woese realized that there were more fundamental divisions in the microbial world than anyone suspected. A lot of little organisms that looked like bacteria and behaved like bacteria were actually something else altogether, something that had branched off from bacteria a long time ago. Woese called these organisms archaebacteria, later shortened to archaea. It has to be said that the attributes that distinguish archaea from bacteria are not the sort that would quicken the pulse of any but a biologist. They are mostly differences in their lipids and an absence of something called peptidoglycan. But in practice, they make a world of difference. Archaeans are more different from bacteria than you and I are from a crab or spider. Single-handedly, Woese had discovered an unsuspected division of life, so fundamental that it stood above the level of kingdom at the apogee of the universal tree of life, as it is rather reverentially known. In 1976, he startled the world, or at least the little bit of it that was paying attention, by redrawing the tree of life to incorporate not five main divisions, but 23. These he grouped under three new principal categories, bacteria, archaea, and eukarya, which he called domains. Woese's new divisions did not take the biological world by storm. Some dismissed them as much too heavily weighted toward the microbial. Many just ignored them. Woese, according to Francis Ashcroft, felt bitterly disappointed. But slowly his new scheme began to catch on among microbiologists. Botanists and zoologists were much slower to admire its virtues. It's not hard to see why. On Woese's model, the worlds of botany and zoology are relegated to a few twigs on the outermost branch of the eukaryan limb. Everything else belongs to unicellular beings. These folks were brought up to classify in terms of gross morphological similarities and differences, Woese told an interviewer in 1996. The idea of doing so in terms of molecular sequence is a bit hard for many of them to swallow. In short, if they couldn't see a difference with their own eyes, they didn't like it. And so they persisted with a traditional five-kingdom division, an arrangement that Woese called not very useful in his milder moments and positively misleading much of the rest of the time. Biology, like physics before it, Woese wrote, has moved to a level where the objects of interest and their interactions often cannot be perceived through direct observation. In 1998, the great and ancient Harvard zoologist Ernst Mayr, who then was in his 94th year and at the time of my writing is nearly 100 and still going strong, stirred the pot further by declaring that there should be just two prime divisions of life. Empires, he called them. In a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Mayr said that Woese's findings were interesting but ultimately misguided, noting that Woese was not trained as a biologist and quite naturally does not have an extensive familiarity with the principles of classification, which is perhaps as close as one distinguished scientist can come to saying of another that he doesn't know what he is talking about. The specifics of Mayr's criticisms are too technical to need extensive airing here. They involve issues of meiotic sexuality, Hennigian cladification, and controversial interpretations of the genome of Methanobacterium thermoautrophicum, among rather a lot else. But essentially he argues that Woese's arrangement unbalances the tree of life. The bacterial realm, Mayr notes, consists of no more than a few thousand species, while the Archaean has a mere 175 named specimens, with perhaps a few thousand more to be found, but hardly more than that. By contrast, the eukaryotic realm, that is, the complicated organisms with nucleated cells, like us, numbers already in the millions. For the sake of the principle of balance, Mayr argues for combining the simple bacterial organisms into a single category, prokaryota, while placing the more complex and highly evolved remainder in the empire.